We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
I resent that. I resent that devil remark. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 21st goes to Professor Timothy Farage. Okay, he is a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he thinks that homosexuality is a disease. Not just a disease, but a disease that can be cured. In fact, he wants us to try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men, because homosexual men have anal sex, which can lead to a variety of diseases. Let's go to ABC 8 for the report, please.
Now to a growing controversy at UT Dallas, where a professor tweeted that there should be a, quote, cure for homosexuality. As WFAA Sydney Persing reports, some students are demanding the university take action.
We send our students to school to learn math, science, history, but Monday at UT Dallas, students learned about something else.
This tweet was horrendous.
A tweet from computer science professor Tim Farage, which read, "Can we at least try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men?"
I have nothing against homosexuals. I just was suggesting we try to find a cure.
Farage told me he sent the tweet because he read an article that said monkeypox is mainly spread by men who have sex with other men. To be clear, anyone can contract monkeypox, which is not a sexually transmitted disease.
I'm saying do medical research on the causes for homosexuality.
This man tweeted, can we at least try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men? Homosexual men have anal sex, which can lead to a variety of diseases. This is like people who think you can pray to gay away, okay? Furthermore, some of y'all care way too much about who other people are sleeping with. I could care less whose cheeks are getting cracked and who's cracking them. Okay, who you sleep with don't make me bust, so why should I care? All right? Furthermore, I don't think there's any medical research that can be done to show what the cause of homosexuality is. Some men's like men's. It is what it is. There isn't, you know, there isn't, that's it. Okay? You could be, there's so many other things you could be encouraging people to find a cure for. I mean, cancer, HIV, AIDS, herpes, dementia, Alzheimer's, asthma, forms of heart disease. Did I mention cancer? All right? That's the one we need to be attempting to find a cure for. But this is what happens when y'all make something like monkeypox a gay thing. I still don't understand why Dr. Fauci said this.
Well, if you look at the numbers, the overwhelming proportion of people who have been infected are men who have sex with men. But it is not exclusive to that demographic group. It is an infection that is spread by close physical contact, skin-to-skin contact.
When I first heard that Fauci comment, I said to myself, why did he say that? If it's not an STD, what's the point of saying it? If it's not exclusive to gay men, what's the point of speaking it? Now, commentary like that is prompting people like Professor Farage to put their homophobia on display in the form of saying, hey, I care about all these people getting diseases and we must stop men from having anal sex because it leads to a variety of diseases. Now, I don't know what should happen to this professor because the reality is he's just wrong, okay? But this is a human who is in charge of shaping and molding a generation of people. That's dangerous. But then again, maybe not, because it's not like he's leading a class on the dangers of men clapping other men's cheeks. But the idea that you would think someone's sexual preference is a disease, that means all of our sexual preferences must be a disease, right? For example, people who don't eat bunkie probably think people who eat bunkie are sick, right? Jamaican men who lie about not eating poom poom, because y'all know y'all be lying about not eating poom poom, they think men who openly discuss eating poom poom are sick. But we know nothing wrong with us. Envy, you feel you need to be cured of any of those things?
No.
No, right? Because they are not diseases. They are desires. And who our heart wants is who our heart wants, okay? What we choose to do in the bedroom is our business. Now, furthermore, with that said, I think bigotry is a disease, okay? I think not liking someone because of what they are is an absolute sickness. Can we get some resources poured into curing that? All right, because that disease has caused more harm and death than being gay ever will. Please give Timothy Farage the sweet sounds of the hand. You know what? Please give Timothy Farage, let Remy Ma give Timothy, whatever the hell his name is, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I'm about to say I can't get Timothy out my mouth, but then he would say I was sick if I said that. Timothy Farage, that's his name.
All right.
All right. What?
Take Timothy out your mouth.
I did. Okay. I got it out.
Thank God.
I got him right out. I spit it out. Spit him right out. It took a little while, but I spit him right out.
It's uncomfortable.
Does he think I need to be cured? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't care what you and Timothy do.
I ain't say nothing about Timothy.
Yes, you did.
I did say something about Timothy. You're right. I did a whole donkey today about him. You're absolutely right.
All right. That well, true. Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. You can ask Ye right now.
It's again, Ask Ye, but it's going to be Ass C&E.
800-585-1051. This guy is on a roll today. What's like 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.